Tufts University. We are on the web at www.wmfo.org. You can go to our website. You can click on Wednesday 3 to 5 and click on schedule to hear the show, the live stream, or you can also get a list of what I've played. You can also find other programs that you might enjoy here at WMFO. So I encourage you to do that. Okay, we're going to keep on. Let's see if I have what I want. Yeah.
ישמחו, ישמחו ומלכו שכו שוימרי שבוס וקוירי יוילד מקדשי, מקדשי שבי כולו thank you.
sand, palms stretched out, infinite hands, for generations, generations, the same call, constantly reminding us what we're here for.
Daniel Gill from his creation. Let's see, the creation overture. Yes. And that is called the Sanctification in Strupkov, which is a location, and it's also a Hasidic community. Oops, oh, I just broke this thing. These plastic covers. Oh, yes. Okay, so before Daniel Gill, we heard Eden Mikedem. That's the name of the CD. The song was called Desert Call. And we heard from Naftuli's Dream. This is a new CD for Naftuli's Dream. And the song was Turkisher. And the disc is called Blood. Before that, we heard from Eternal Echoes, Yismachu, and it's Yitzhak Perlman, Cancer Yitzhak, Meir Helfgott, Eternal Echoes Orchestra, and Klezmer Conservatory Band. Quite a mouthful there. Okay, so I know I had something I wanted to share with you, and here it is. The Laszlo Gardoni Quartet will be coming into the Scholars Jazz Club Thursday, June 9th, an 8 o'clock show. And it will feature John Lockwood on bass, Yaron Israel on drums, Laszlo Gardoni on piano, and Bill Pierce on sax. Now, Bill Pierce was one of the most distinguished Art Blakey jazz messengers, who made his name alongside Wynton Marsalis in that band. So that should be quite a good evening. And then it's Scholars and an 8 o'clock show. You can get tickets at scholarsjazz.com. And that would be, you can also go to his webpage, lgjazz.com. All right, so that's what I wanted to share with you. And also, you can spend your summer with Spotlight Musical Theater Workshop at Medford High School, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And their website is spotlightproductions360.org. So there are three two-week sessions to choose from. The first session runs July 6th to July 15th. The second workshop runs July 18th to the 29th. The third workshop runs August 1st to the 12th. There's never the same one, so you could go to all three. And if you have siblings, you can get a discount off of each additional child. And they give lots more information on their website. For info to pre-register, go to spotlightproductions360.org. Or you could email spotlight.keith@gmail.com. Workshop registration, Thursday, May 26th. That's tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. at Medford High School. What a great opportunity. Each workshop will provide a fun and demanding curriculum and is perfectly fit for those seeking to build upon and improve their musical theater talent, as well as for those just getting started. Our core classes in voice, acting, and dance help students gain confidence and skills in all three key disciplines. In addition to becoming well-rounded performers, these stars will also experience a variety of inspiring and entertaining mini-workshops, including technical, light, sound, set, and crew, sketch comedy, improv, and more. Sounds absolutely marvelous. So, Director Aaron Keith, and he also lists the phone number 781-526-4675. Somerville also, Medford also has a summer recreation guide at medford.org/summer, and that includes lots of free summer parks programs, a free lunch program also through the Medford Family Network. So we'll have more about that. Online registration has already begun. So their website, let's see, where is it? Medford.org/summer. Okay, good. All right, so let's see. I think we're going to go here. Thank you. Okay, this deck decided not to respond. Let's see if we can get this to do what I want it to do. There we go. All right. Okay, that's Joe Driscoll and Sekou Koyate. And the song is Tokira, and the disc is Monastic Theory. That is so beautiful. Let me find some information. This is on Kumbancha. This was recorded at the Kumbancha Studios in Vermont during one of the coldest winters on record. While the weather outside was frightening, the studio was ablaze with Coyote's scorching kora licks, Driscoll's lyrical acrobatics, and the potent rhythmic underpinning of drummer Jimbo Breen and bassist John Relton. After years of presenting their high-energy, broadly appealing show to stages across the world, the ensemble had settled into a deep groove. This dramatic evolution and solidification of their musical interpretation is clearly evident on Monistic Theory, which features a selection of tight, catchy, and funky songs. There it is. And then it's interesting. It says Joe Driscoll's hometown of Syracuse. So that's interesting. The album opens prophetically with the sound of trickling water and the voice of Orrin Lyons, a Native American author, activist, and faith keeper from upstate New York near Joe Driscoll's hometown of Syracuse. So there's lots more information about this, but it's a wonderful CD. I'm enjoying it very much. Before that, we listened to Leslie Pinchuk, In the Nature of Things, and the song is called Luscious. I played her several times. I've had her on my show. She was a teaching assistant in English literature at Columbia University, where she also received her master's of philosophy degree in 17th century English literature before she started embarking on her career in jazz. Pretty amazing. And before that, we were listening to the Danny Green Trio off of his CD After the Calm. The song is Another One for You. And that group was here in town about a month or so ago at the Lizard Lounge over in Cambridge. And, oh, they were wonderful. We had a lot of fun. So I had something I'm planning to play for you, but it's brand new to me, and I can't get the CD out of the wonderful packet. It's, oh, my goodness, it's like hermetically sealed. I can't. I might have to just put something else on because I just can't get this open. All right, we'll do that. Let's find... That's crazy. This is Further Explorations. Let's see. I don't think I've played from this yet. There we go. Life is Fun. It's got a beautiful design on the sleeve and on the CD. All right, so... All right. It says no disc. Oh, okay, it's going to do that. Some of these disc players are really persnickety. It's not going to even take that one. Ah, come on. Maybe that'll do better. Yep, it is loading. Well, there we go. Okay. Thank you. That was Alchemy Sound Project, Salim Washington. The song is Charcoal, Clear, Beautiful All Over. The disc is called Further Explorations. And it says that it's five gifted composer performers joining forces on the leading edge of classical and jazz as Alchemy Sound Project. Beautiful. All right, so we're just about out of here. I haven't been able to release the CD that I wanted to play for you, but we'll get it for the next time. So this one is Canto America, El Medico, here on the Voicemobile. Ooh, let's see. 6, 7, 8.